Edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at updated Medicare E&M guidelines, and finally, a story about energy drinks and cardiac changes. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 593, recorded May 25th, 2017. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The National Government Services, a Medicare contractor, is informing Part B providers of an upcoming change to E&M examination expectations for expanded problem-focused and detailed CPT coding. This change had previously been considered and will now be effective for services performed on or after July 1, 2017. This change is in response to numerous provider requests for clarification on current examination requirements for these two levels of coding. Citing the same scope of examination for both levels has led to frequent provider confusion on documentation requirements and coding selections, as well as a degree of subjectivity in reviewing medical records for these services. This change will eliminate the confusion and bring NGS into alignment with other CMS-sponsored review entities. Surf to our show notes for links and full details. Caffeine, according to a recent study, in doses of less than 400 milligrams is typically not considered arrhythmogenic, meaning capable of producing cardiac arrhythmias. But little is known about the additional ingredients in energy drinks. The authors of a study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association evaluated the ECG and blood pressure effects of high-volume energy drink consumption compared with caffeine alone. This was a randomized, double-blind, controlled crossover study in 18 young, healthy volunteers. Participants consumed either 946 milliliters, or 32 ounces, of energy drink, or caffeinated control drink, both of which contained 320 milligrams of caffeine, separated by a six-day washout period. ECG, peripheral blood pressure, and central blood pressure measurements were obtained at baseline and 1, 2, 4, 6, and 24 hours post-study drink consumption. The study concluded that the corrected QT interval and systolic blood pressure was significantly higher post-high-volume energy drink consumption when compared with caffeine alone. Larger clinical trials validating these findings and evaluation of non-caffeine ingredients within energy drinks are warranted. As always, discuss all nutritional-related recommendations with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. You learn more from failure than from success. Don't let it stop you. Failure builds character. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.